Dustin Byfuglien has been pretty impactful for you when you've been able to use him in either spot. Is there a danger, however? I think you've kind of indicated that when he's playing his best and you can have him on defense, that's where you'd like to have him. Is there a danger in all the shuttling back and forth that he becomes diminished as a player at either spot?
Well, we hope no. I don't think we've seen it yet. So we're in a need situation right now that we need him up front. I would prefer, based on the hockey that we've seen this year, that he plays on the blue line. But there isn't so big a gap between the two that we haven't left him up front. If we can get healthy here, you'll see him go back. But we'll watch that closely. I mean, at some point, if a part of his play isn't strong enough, and let's just say to keep him at four, then there's no value to it, then he'll go back on the blue line to find that value. Right now, we think there is.
I guess it must be a bit of a balancing act for you when, as the injuries pile up, you know, you're trying to plug a bunch of holes. At one point in time when you have a lot of forwards down, would it possibly go off in your brain, you know what, I can't plug all those holes, I'd be better off with him back at defense, making our defense core, having one or the other solid? Because right now, both are thin right now. Forward and D is thin.
If you get to the point where one more forward isn't as impactful than having a real solid back end, then you would make that decision, yes.
And you're not there tonight?
No.
What's Blake Wheeler's status?
He's out tonight.
Just tonight for now? Or?
Yeah, lower body.
Okay. Where's Eric O'Dell?
We're hopeful on the ground, safely, somewhere in flight.
Okay. Not a player for tonight for you?
Possibly, yeah. He's going to be in Winnipeg in time.
Okay. As much as it's been tough getting points consistently lately, that hasn't been the case at home. What have you noticed about the team's play at home, or is it just coincidence?
No, I haven't got that feeling when you're standing behind the bench that there's a difference home on the road. The Vancouver game was the game that I thought we turned and looked right. We're 4-2-3 since that. And we've had the two losses, regulation losses, are on the road in Nashville and in Washington. Washington's playing as well as Nashville has, you know, for the last 2.5 months, so it's a good, solid team. I haven't yet. So we're hopeful, if we're going to look positive with this, that we're getting real comfortable at home and that there is an advantage there to how we're playing. I haven't felt a disadvantage on the road.
Given the injuries, and I know that some of the penalties you take are your style and what you want to be as an identity, but do you change that philosophy of aggressiveness at all, just given that there's some big holes now in your lineup?
No. The penalties that we don't like are the reach-in trips. Then we had, I mean, 5 out of 6 here, you know, the first penalty in Toronto and then the previous penalties. We're trying to get to pucks that we probably have to change how we get to those pucks too. So we talk about that, but no, start with a goal of trying to get to play a certain style of game, and we're staying with that. We're not coming off that pullback in any of the games where we haven't been tight gapped. We haven't been very successful.
Did you feel with this system you play, Paul, because I thought at the start of the year I was waiting for sort of game 60, 65, 70, because it is a hard, hard system to play. Were you sort of expecting that maybe penalties or just this tough stretch would come at this point of the season, given the style you play?
No. Aware that there might be a point in the season that you have to get through it. We're not going to a different style of game. So it's not the systems. I mean, there are teams that play fairly close versions to what we play. It's the mental attitude of how hard you have to play to be a real good team. And that can't change. So we're learning how to do that every game. And overall, we've been really good at it. And it all depends on how you want to slice this season up to say whether we're playing well or we're playing not. You know, when we're last 9, we're over 600. That's not that bad.
And given just the type of battles you've had throughout the year with the Stars, what are you expecting tonight?
Well, we know their game and what they're good at. transition from the back end and some of the things they can do on the offensive zone with the motion that they have. If you go back to our last game, it's a little bit like the style of play. We were really good 5-on-5 against them here in this building and had no success in the penalty kill area. We liked our penalty kill against Toronto much more. We had just changed some areas of focus that we want to be good at and pay dividends. We're going to have to do that well and then some in here tonight, but stay with the 5-on-5 game that we played.
I think this is 4 or 5 for Hutchinson. How come?
Points in all of them, man. That'll do it.
Are you willing to go with him for a while here if he gets hot?
Planning on at least 65 tonight. We'll go from there. We get a little more rested as a hockey club here. It's not something that we faced. Go back to the November schedule, and there has not been a block in that 3 months where, in my mind, there was any rest time, any practice time. Things change now, and it's pretty much, if you're successful at this point, you're playing.
This is, at the end there, you just said if you're successful, you're playing. Is that...
Doesn't guarantee you the next night because there's still enough blocks of time, and I'm not going to let one guy sit out at this point. They're both capable, and we need both of them.
This is the first time I think you've had 4 games at home in a row. So it goes back to December, I believe.
Right.
You've been back and forth, the East Coast, West yeah. Coast, and is this a real opportunity for you yes. to kind of
yeah? Yeah, I we're going to get some rest time, some practice time, and we won't be coming off running a bench real hard in the night before a game. We're looking at 3 and 4. The travel, I think, has a bigger impact than the way the games lay out. The 4 and 6 you live with, but when you're in 2 time zones in those, now you got a bit of a challenge. This is the first block of time where we'll have the things that we'd like to have, some rest, some practice time, and hopefully some healing time.
Do you believe that the pressure, this is new for this group, they haven't been in a playoff spot yeah. with a bunch of guys. Can pressure affect them, and is it affecting them right now?
Well, I hope so. I hope it is. It's the stuff you got to deal with. It's the stuff you want to deal with. The hardest teams to play right now are the teams that have their seasons died, and now we're either getting better for next year or look how much better we're playing defensively when there's no cost to it. So those are the teams. You're going to have 2 teams that have, they're both pretty wired coming into this game. I mean, Dallas knows at 6 out that these are all, you can't get to 8 and 10 very much longer. And we're right there. We're pushing the team that's ahead of us, and we're in the mix with a bunch of really good hockey teams, so it's pretty exciting. That's what it's all about, not avoiding the pressure. And the pressure comes to every good team. They have to deal with it at some point. The team that handles it the best gets a big silver trophy at the end, so we want to learn how to handle this.
You've talked pretty consistently about process and not about destination. You know, when for you is it, when will you be able to say, you know what, if we don't get in, this is a failure. Do you come to that point?
I'll send you a note when the day.
Oh, hey, well,
I'll send you that for the calendar. Make sure everybody gets a chance to be here.
Pretty consistent theme in the dressing room. The guys are saying they got to get back to that defensive game they were playing earlier in the year. Obviously, yeah. If that was easy, they would have right. gone and done it. What makes it so difficult to retrieve that game?
Well, because there's more than one moving part to that, right? When we were sitting third in goals against at one point in the season, our penalty kill was real good. Our goaltending was real good. And we also, I thought, were at a point where we were handling the idea of who we are. We could kind of grind underdog and not worry a whole lot about what we were generating offensively. There was, we're not getting enough goals, or our power play wasn't going yet. The hockey team was still winning a lot of games. So change in mindset. We won those 5 games going into the break, and we were scoring goals. And so now we get into these games, and you're looking for a certain level of offensive production. And so it's a shift of focus. So getting back to and in tonight's game, I expect them to get their chances. They have all year against every team in the league. We want to limit those and make that our priority going into the game. And if we're able to do that, then the mindset's right of where we were. A little bit more of an underdog, a little scrappier, suffering your adversity over the course of the game, not getting frustrated if you haven't had 3 2-on-1s in the first 20 minutes.
I know you're comfortable putting Frolik kind of all throughout the lineup. Yep. Was it a given for you when it became clear that Wheeler wasn't going to play that it would be Michael that you would slot in
yes.
there? And what was it that made that
for the task at hand tonight with a couple of their lines that score as much as they familiarity and success that that group has had together. We've tried other people there, haven't really liked it. Blake's gone, done a good job there, but for a long period of time, Mike was there and we were good.